The device of vocalising voices was something Vaughan Williams was extremely fond of, and he used it ingeniously in a number of his works, especially in an opera which he began work on 4 years after completing the Pastoral Symphony. In 1925, he began work on the fourth of his 5 operas, and in it he revealed a new, tightly knit intensity of expression in his music. Riders to the Sea. Riders to the Sea is based on John Millington Synge's one-act play in which a woman who has already lost her husband, father-in-law, and 5 of her 6 sons to the sea that surrounds the little island of her home, now loses her 6th and last son to the elements. And she and her 2 daughters somehow come to terms with the forces of nature that are beyond their control. After decades of neglect, the conductor, Richard Hickox, has revived the opera.
It is definitely his operatic masterpiece, the tension screwed as high as it possibly could be. I think it's always been held back because one actors are always incredibly difficult to program.
In some respects, it's a work of the kind of time that was then producing. I think of one actors such as Bluebeard's Castle, Il Tabarro. It's slightly of that genre, isn't it? It's got a kind of scary severity about it.
Oh, absolutely. It's eerie, I'd say, rather than scary. Absolutely eerie. I mean, the way that we hear the sea churning, we know all the brothers have been drowned, and it was kind of inevitable that Bartley, the last brother, would also be drowned. And you hear the women keening for lost men. It makes me think actually of a village in Cornwall, which is near where I live, called Port Quinn, where all the men were drowned on one day, and the village has never been inhabited since. And that's about 200 or 300 years ago. So the piece speaks to me, and the power of the sea is quite phenomenal.
Peace.